we're on page Yotasim Ralf. We're talking about the permissibility to have relations the first time with a woman who's b'sula on Shabbos, and whether that's permissible or not. And there's another issue which we're discussing, which is whether one is allowed to have also relations with a woman who's a b'sula for more than the first night. In other words, of course, on the first night after you have relations, so she starts bleeding. And nowadays we're machmir that we assume that all that blood is potentially nida blood, and not just the blood of her basulim being broken. So these are two issues which are going to be discussed here by the Yerushalmi. And as some we mentioned last week, that it's mentioned also in Ksuvas in the Bavli as well. So we are now in the eighth line down on Yotes Amrav. Tani. A person should not have relations with his wife the first time on Shabbos because he is creating a wound in her, and that's forbidden. Others permit it. Rabbi Yossi said in the house of Rabbi Avun, why do others permit it? He intends to do his work, which is to have relations with his wife. He doesn't have an intent to make a wound in her. Now, Rabbi Chwersky, my chevrusa, told me, and I don't know if this is true. I mean, he said so. Maybe it is true, but we haven't learned enough Yerushalmi to know this. He says that Yerushalmi does not have the concept of sikresha. In the Bavli, we have a concept that anything which will happen as a matter of course is considered to be a malacha. The classic case which the Bavli discusses is you can't say, well, I'm just cutting off the chicken's head in order to play with it. I don't intend to kill the chicken. The chicken dies as a result. You transgress the prohibition of killing on Shabbos. Right? According to Rabbi Chwersky, this is manifest here is that the Yerushalmi does not hold this principle. Even though it's a psik ratio, even though it's a matter of course, when you have relations with this woman who's a basula, you're going to create a wound. Nonetheless, we don't take that into account. And we say you're permitted to go ahead and have relations with her anyway. So again, we'll have to check this out, but he told me, Rabbi Chwersky, that it's Rava's chiddush in the Bavli that there's a concept psik ratio, since Rava is not an Israeli Amora, so therefore the Yerushalmi, he said, does not hold the Psik Resha Lo Nichole. This is something which we'll have to check out. Yes.
Can you say that this is Psik Resha Lo Nichole?
Yeah, you could say it's Psik Resha Lo Nichole. That would be the easy way out, to say that this is a Psik Resha Lo Nichole. He doesn't want his wife's basulin to be broken. But that's not so simple, because maybe does want it to be broken, because it makes it easier to have relations in the future. So it's a question. The Bavli says it's not a psik ratio. The Bavli is actually more leaning than the Yerushalmi in this respect. Let me do a few more lines and I'll come back to this point. Asi Omar Osir. Asi, it's forbidden to have relations with your wife the first time on Friday night. Binyamin Ganzaiche, whoever this Binyamin Ganzaiche was, Nafak Umor Mishmei, the Rabbi said, name of Rab Mutzer, it's permissible. Shama Shmuel heard that he permitted this. Vikpadi Lovi got upset at him. Umis Olave. And Binyamin Gunzaiche died for saying that Rav is matir. Vikari and Shmuel said concerning him, Baruch Shenelkvo, blessed is God who smote him down dead. Va'arav Koran, and Ravi said, Lo yuna litzadik olavet, no evil will befall litzadik. In other words, Rav's reputation was not sullied because Binyamin was smitten down before he could spread this foul and malicious rumor. Now, if that's the case, it sounds like the Yerushalmi is machmir. It sounds like the Yerushalmi conclusion is saying that it's forbidden to, you know, maybe I'll move over here so it'll be easier to hear. Let me sit here in the middle. It sounds like from the Yerushalmi. Thank you. It sounds from the Yerushalmi that it's forbidden. You can have the head of the table. It sounds in the Yerushalmi like it's forbidden to have relations with your wife for the first time on a Friday night. And that is, in fact, the way the Yerushalmi seems to come out, but the Bavli does not. The Bavli in Ksuva says that one is allowed to have relations with one's wife the first time on a Friday night because it's not a psik ratio. It's not definite you're going to break the psulim, because it's possible to have relations with your wife in a way that you'll be able to complete the relations without breaking the psulim that that night. And therefore, the Bavli says it's not a psik ratio, it's not inevitable, and therefore it's permissible. But as we said, the Yerushalmi seems not to learn that way. The Yerushalmi seems to say, in conclusion, that anybody who says it's permissible to have relations for the first time on Shab Friday night drops dead. Right? That's what happened to Binyamin Gunzaichi. Shmuel Amar, now moving a little bit along, Shmuel Amar, the entire halacha, which is discussed at the beginning of the last parak in Nida, which says that the first four nights after you have relations with your wife, you assume that all the blood she sees is Basulin blood and not Nida blood. And you can continue to have relations with her for those four nights. That halacha, which is brought down, la halacha, that's theoretical halacha of Alola Maisa, but we don't rely on that in fact anymore. Why? Because in our day and age, we say, we assume that any blood you see is neither blood, and therefore, even after the first night, you no longer have any right to be with your wife. Rabbi Yanai Orak, Afilu Mitzanogos, Rabbi Yanai, when he married a girl, Shaloi Giyas Manalios, who wasn't even seen neither yet, she was a minor. Nonetheless, when he saw the Basulin blood, Orak, he ran away. Again, I feel me dealing with Shlagiel's minor liros, and he says, I don't know if it's about his own wife or Paskin, for other people who got married, but even if these were girls who had not yet seen any blood from Nida, nonetheless, he assumed that the Psulian blood is Nida blood, and therefore they couldn't have relations again until they went to the mikvah. Bon kumi Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'alivo biel shnia. Are you allowed to have the second relations? Amri, they said, so they asked the Kasha. On the Kasha, what are they asking? Boyin, we said already, close bedamaka lo horu. We said he can't rely on the fact that it's blood from the Basulim. That we can't paskin like that. Velivo bila shniyahu moria, and he wants somebody, you wanted to come and paskin, that you're allowed to have a second relations. What kind of question were you asking? Says Gemara, no, you misunderstood the question that they asked Rabbi Yochanan. Ma tzrichala, what case are we talking about? We're talking about when she had relations one time, then she waited. She waited seven clean days, then she went to the mikveh. After she went to the mikveh, Shaila is, can you have the second relations on Shabbos? Why do we have that Shaila? Because there still might be some basulim left, and maybe you're still causing some wounds. So therefore, maybe you're not even allowed to have the second relations on Shabbos. That's Gemara's question. Rabbi Avo said, Shoshvina the Rabbi Shim bar Abba Avina. In the old days, they used to have a concept of a best man, and that was called the Shoshvin. And the best man, it seems, also had the responsibility of asking the Shilas on behalf of the Chosin. So he says, I was the Shoshvin Rabbi Shim bar Abba. What is one allowed to have the second time relations on Shabbos? Vishora Sharalani permitted it. To Sovra Karta the Shmuel Yol's like that which Shmuel said. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said the other thing of Shmuel. No, Shmuel asked you having the first time relations. He said Ben Zamin Kudzaikh should die. Because he said, and they were having allowed to have relations the first time. However, Shmuel had another thing where he said, Pirtza dechuka, a tight breach, nichnasim ba b'Shabbos, you're allowed to enter it on Shabbos, afilu macheretzoros, even if you cause stones to fall out of the wall. And it's a metaphor here. It means you're allowed to have the relations the second time with your wife, even though you might be expanding the wound because the major damage is already done. I'm Rabbi Chagai, same thing. Shoshvini Rabbi Shmuel Kaputkaya Havina. I was the best man of Shmuel Bar Kaputkaya. Shelis Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Yeshua the Shiloh. Vishora Mineini permitted it as well. Shelis normally Shora spelled with an Aleph here, it's spelled with an Ayin, but it means he permitted it. Shelis Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. I asked Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. What the Shiloh, the same Shiloh. Amar Le, he said, how can I answer this? Me'ata ezadam nida v'dam ezadam basulim. Which is, how am I be able to tell which is now dam nida and which is dam basulim? It's not clear to me, and therefore, how can I be mati this? Maybe this which he's having now. So how do we know which blood it is? Whether it's dam nida, whether it's dam basulim. And I'm not sure why that's such a problem. But he's saying to him, since I can't distinguish the second time she sees blood, whether it's dam nida or dam besulim, therefore he doesn't want to be matir on Shabbos. Now again, it's not clear to me why that should be a problem. Now, maybe we can explain the Gemara. Now I'm thinking on the fly. Maybe we can think this, explain the Gemara a little bit better. If we say that here, that the Shaila asked to Rav Shmuel Yitzchak was whether the second time it's considered to be dam nida or dam besulim. That if she sees blood the second time, can I say this time I also don't know it's then it's dam nida? Or this time could I say maybe for it's dam besulim because it's not her time to become a nida? After all, she probably waited enough time now that she's not anywhere near her period. So he answered, I don't know. I actually don't know. So therefore, I can't bask in either way. I can't determine it. So therefore, of course, we're machmir, and it's, no matter when a kala sees blood, even if it's the sixth or seventh bia after she gets married, we always assume that it's might be damnida, and she's got to wait to go to the mikvah until the next time. Okay? Tani, we learned kala asur lebesoko shiva. A kala is forbidden to her husband all of sheva brachas. That's why we don't have a concept of honeymoons in Judaism, because she's forbidden right after the marriage. Vasily told me, man, a kosher bracha. And therefore, you're not allowed to drink the kosher bracha, the cup of kiddush or of sheva brachas, after she drank it. Because we're not allowed to share cups with our wives when they're nidus. Diga Rabbi Lezer. My time, Rabbi Lezer, what's logic, Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer was very strong about this. He said, E'efshar, it's not possible, shlo yetze dam nida and dam besulim. Whenever you have blood with besulim, there must be blood of nida mixed in, and therefore it's not permissible. Okay, getting back to Ron Gamliel, who did all sorts of weird stuff. Rochatz Lila Rish, yes.
Different colors, don't they?
No. It might be they once, we once assumed they were, but now we don't differentiate between reds. When I said no, I don't mean you're wrong. You're right. They might be different colors. Yeah. But nonetheless, we don't differentiate. We don't draw distinctions.
Why would this, after Shmuel Yitzchak, I mean, it's impossible for both to go out?
You must have both at the same time.
It seems you're saying that it's impossible for them both to go out.
No, it's this negative I believe means EFSH loyate, it's a double negative. It's not possible not to have. Double negative makes a positive. So therefore it means whenever you have Dam Basulim, you also have Dam Nida. Okay? Rachat Slaila Rishon Shemesa Ishto, the first night after Rangamliel's wife died, he went and he took a bath. Amlil Tamidav, so Tamidim said, didn't you teach us the Rebbe? Shaavel Osir Lirchot, and Avel's not allowed to go to take a bath. Armelami said, "Any kushar odom, I'm not like anybody else. Eastern Eastern, I'm a very sensitive guy." Now, this I think is something which we rely on a lot nowadays. We allow our velim to not to bathe, but to wash themselves if they become sensitive to dirt, because nowadays we're much more accustomed to take baths than people were in the old days. Matana Avil Osir b'chitza kol shiva. Who is the one who said an Avil is not allowed to bathe himself all 7 days? Rabbi Nosson. That was Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Ami Avale Uvda, Rabbi Ami was an Avelus. This happened to him. The Shal Rabbi Chia Barbo, he asked Rabbi Chia Barbo what halachas. V'horei Lein, Rabbi Chia Barbo, Paschim for him, Kol Shiva, Rabbi Nosson, it's forbidden to go to the bath all 7 days, like Rabbi Nosson said. Rabbi Yossi Avale Uvda, Rabbi Yossi had such a story. The Shal Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen, and Rasper Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen, Legabe Ravacha, and, I guess he went also. Rabbi Barbara Cohen went and then asked Rav Acha, Amar Lei. So he said back, "Lokin Alfach Rabbi Ami. Didn't you learn this array from Rabbi Ami's case? Havalei Uvda, where there was such a case. Vishal Reish Lakish, and he asked Reish Lakish according to this version. For Alei Rabbi Nosson Kol Shiva, Rabbi Nosson told all 7 days there were. So Amar Lei. So." It seems like there was some question here, although the Gemara doesn't point it out explicitly. What he's saying to him in also is not just, didn't you hear this, but didn't you hear this name Reish Lakish? Actually, the Maisa we have it is in the name of that Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Chia. And Rabbi Acha said, didn't you hear that Rabbi Ami asked Reish Lakish? So the response was, maybe there were two Maisin. Anan Omrin Leia Rabbi Chia Barba, and we said it. That must be Rabbi Acha. That must be Rabbi Bar Kohen. who went to Rabbi Acha. Barbara Cohen said, we heard in the name of Rabbi Chia Barba. Va'atu normally had the Reish Lakish. You heard the name of Reish Lakish. Now, so what? If Rabbi Acha himself, if Rabbi Barba Cohen had heard it in the name of Rabbi Chia Barba, why is he going later on and asking again? And until he hears that it was the name of Reish Lakish. So I think that the pshat is like this. In other words, he knew. He knew that they said Reish Chia Barba at Paskin, then Avil Zosar Ol Shkol Shiva. But we're going to have a case later on, a case on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where it says there, I don't know if it's the same person, but Reish Chia Bar Ado, maybe it's not made sense, because here's Reish Chia Barba, here's Reish Chia Bar Ado. But Reish Chia Bar Ado and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph is going to be a Talmud of Reish Lakish. So I'm hypothesizing that maybe Reish Chia Barba, maybe he was, probably wasn't the same person, but if he was, it makes sense that they wanted to hear from a more authoritative person, that a more authoritative person had said it's also forbidden to go all 7 days to bathe. So therefore, even though Rabbi Shmuel Bar Cohen had heard this maisa with Rav Ami and Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, Rabbi Chia Bar Ba told Rav Ami not to go to the bath all 7 days, he came and asked Rav Acha anyway. And the reason why he asked Rav Acha is because he hadn't heard it from somebody so authoritative. So Rav Acha said, didn't you name Reish Lakish? Rav Ami asked Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Bar Cohen said, no, I didn't hear that. Now that I heard it, so Taka, I understand there is no way around it. That's the halacha. You have to ask for bathing all 7 days. Okay? Von Minato. We also know this from another place. Rabbi Chama Avui Mina, the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yeshua, Havli, he had an Avelis episode. Shol Rabban, he asked the rabbis for Asr, and the rabbis Taka asked him to bathe all 7 days. Rabbi Yossi Boy, Elaine Rabbona. Rabbi Yossi asked, yes, fine, but which rabbis were those? Rabbana de Hacha or Rabbana de Rumia? Was it the rabbis of here in the Galilee or the Rabbana rabbis in the south? De Rumia means Darom, in the south. In Tema Rabbana Nacha Nicha. If you're going to say it's the rabbis from here, the northern rabbis, Gesundheit, fine. I'm willing to go by their decision. But in the Tin Tema Rabbana de Rumia, but if you're going to say that somebody went and asked the rabbis in the south, by them I don't hold. Rav Revaya Kumei, the great rabbis are here in the north, in the Galil. Fehu Shol Azaria, and he went and asked the small rabbis in the south. What kind of thing is this? How can he could have asked how, what those rabbis we can't rely on?
Except Yerushalayim was in the south.
What?
Yerushalayim was in the south.
Yeah, but this is after the Churban, the whole... All of Jewish scholarship shifted to north. There was, at the time of the Tanoim, it says, Arotzalachim Yadrim. The great yeshivas were in the south. But now everything shifted to the north, to Tveria, to Tzipori. So therefore they said, the rabbis in the south, they don't know how to learn anymore. Once they moved out of Yavne, up north, that's it. Down south was nothing anymore. So it says more, In Tema Rabbana Derumia, furthermore, if you're going to say it's Rabbona in the south, maybe Inun Sharia, maybe they permit bathing. Just a minute. Wait, this doesn't follow. Just a second. Oh, yeah. And furthermore, in Tano, in Temer Rabbanan de Rumia, if you're going to say it's Rabbanan of the South, they should ask, Inyan Sharion. How can you say they asered? They're the ones who matir. Vinun Asrin. And the other ones, in other words, us, we're the ones who asered. In other words, it must be the rabbis in the North, because we know that the rabbis of the South even allow you to bathe during the 7 days. The Tani we learned, Makam Shinagu La'archit Achar Mita, in the places where they had the custom to go to the bathhouse even after the Mita, in other words, after the coffin, after the stretcher where the mace was placed in the ground. So Marchitzin, you're allowed to bathe even during Shiva. Uvedora Marchitzin. And it says that, in fact, in the south, the Taka used to go and bathe right after the dead was buried, in other words, even during the Shiva. I'm Rabbi Yossi Be Rabbi Avon. Rabbi Yossi from the house of Rabbi Avon. Mishu Matiris Arichitza Zos. It's a very interesting thing. It's a very lumdish spora here. It says, those who are matir washing during Shiva, why they matir it? Because Oysa Sok Achilu Shtia. They learn that it's like eating and drinking. In other words, they learn that bathing, we have such an opinion that the reason why they answered bathing on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur is because it's like eating. Even by anointing with oils, they say it's like eating, right? Like drinking. So here you see in the other direction that we're going to we're matir the rechitza during Shiva, according to the Rabbanan Derumya, because they hold it's like eating and drinking. Just like an Ovel is allowed to eat and drink, so too an Ovel is allowed to go and take a bath. Okay? Hada de Tamar. And therefore, it follows in that from this, we can say, Birchitza Shatanu, when they assert bathing, they only assert bathing when it's a pleasurable bathing. However, Avarchitza Sheena Shatanu, if it's a bathing which is not a pleasurable bathing, mutter. It's permitted. Ka'ata the Shmuel Baraba, where we have such a case, Shmuel Baraba, Olubo Chatotin, he had, I don't know if it's dandruff, some sort of condition with his head. He had all sorts of, an itchiness in his head. Asun Shayin Rabbi Asa, so they came and asked Rabbi Asa, Ma'od Yaschei, can he bathe? Arm alone, Dolo Yaschei, he shouldn't want to bathe? Maisu, it's killing him. Now, it doesn't mean it's Sakonis Savosh. It's like we're using colloquial English, killing him. It kills, you know. It obviously bothers him. It's being itchy. That the Pnei Moshe says it was Sakonis Savosh. But it's very difficult to say that. And the Rashi Sireleo says, it's bothering him. It's killing him. So therefore, of course, he's allowed to bathe. So again, anytime it's not of Tainuk, it's permissible. In boy, this is true. If that's the case, I feel it with Tisha B'Av. In boy means if it's necessary, even in Tisha B'Av. In boy, if it's necessary, if you'll be on Kippur, it's mutter. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinna, Rosu Toivo. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinna, they saw him toiveling on, I think when he was in Ovel. I don't think it was Tisha B'Av. Yeah, Neymar says it was in Ovel. So they didn't know why he was toiveling, why it was matters. They didn't know, maybe he was a Baal Keri, maybe he had a mission the night before. Of course, he wouldn't have relations with his wife, that's forbidden with Avdravis, but maybe he had an emission, and maybe he was toiveling because he had an emission the night before. Imlahakir Gufo. Or maybe he was doing in order to cool his body. Shem Rechitza, Tsoinen Rechitza. Because maybe he held that to bathe yourself in cold water is not considered to be the prohibited bathing. So Lo Yodin, they didn't know. It's a suffix, so we don't know whether to be matir in this case or not. Yeah. No, Avelis. It's during Avelis. If you have Chatotin, though, it's okay. No, Beinisim Nafshu Sechem doesn't mean you have to have an additional tzar. Besides those five things, Echila, Rechisiya, Rechitza, Tashmita, Nidas, Asanda, we don't ask you, and therefore if you have filth or a condition, a medical condition, we're not going to make you suffer that. That's suffering above and beyond. Only those five things. What? Like the Pnei Moshe, but the Rashi Sireleo says even it's not Sakonis Nefoshos. It's very difficult to say it's Sakonis Nefoshos. It's Poshos that it's Mutter, right? So it must be that it's talking, that's why the Pnei Moshe's Pshat is more difficult, the Rashi Sireleo. And the Bukharedim also says the same thing, are more easier to accept. Okay, says Gemara further. Rabbi Ba Kehen Tanya. Rabbi Ba paskin like a certain brisa, which of course, this being the Yerushalmi, is not brought down here. How do we know what the brisa is? The Pnei Moshe tells us. There's a brisa which says you're allowed to walk on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av through a river in order to get to your Rebbe. So we see that even though you're getting washed automatically by going through the water, nonetheless it's permissible. Right, to the Bavli also. It's a bad price, which brought that Bavli too. But the Yerushalmi, it'll just say, like that price, I won't tell us what the price is. Right, it's the short form. Okay? Hore Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Acha paskin bebamin aderek vayiravu of chaos. If somebody's coming from the road and his feet are chaos, all of his feet are dirty, shemutar l'architz of mayim, he's allowed to wash him water again, even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So you see, even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, there's a limit to what we make you suffer. Tani, we learned avel menuda shiu ma'alchim aderek, and avel, or a person who's in chayim, and a person who chayim also has the halachas of avelus. They're walking on the road. Normally, they're not allowed to wear sandals because they're not velos or in there in chayrim. But if they're walking on the road outside the city and it's difficult to walk, they're allowed to put on shoes. When they come to the city, they should take them off. We pass this way by Tishbav, and also by any Tain Sibur. Of course, we don't have a Tain Sibur anymore nowadays, except for Tishbav and Yom Kippur, but in the old days, they had more. Tani, we learned. This is still not a simple thing. It's not so poshut to say Shalom Aleichem or a good Shabbos doing Avel on Shabbos. It's not a poshut thing. It should be avoided. So now the Gemara asks, is it mutter or not? Tani, v'mokum shenogu l'shol Avel b'Shabbos, a place where they used to say Shalom Aleichem, how you doing? Good Shabbos, Avel on Shabbos. Shalim, you're allowed to. Ubedorom, and in the south, Shalim, they always did it. Rabbi Yosha Ruva, Rabbi Yosha the Great, also the Chadasar, he went to a certain city, the Chaz Avelia B'Shabso, and he saw Avelim on Shabbos, the Shoyobon. And he said Shalom Aleichem to them. Armelun, he said to them the following, Ani, any of them in Armelkoimchem, I don't know what the meaning in your place is here. I just came here for Shabbos. However, El Shalom Aleichem Kiminak Mekomenu, peace be upon you according to the meaning in our city. So he wanted to say, it's a real interesting lesson. Shalom Aleichem Kiminak Mekomenu. Rabbi Yezir Berklaft, in this regard, we have a Maisa. Rabbi Meir, Kumit Tzipori, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta would praise Rabbi Meir in front of the residents of Tzipori, that Adam Gadol, that Rabbi Meir was a great man, Adam Kadosh, a holy man, Adam Tzanua, a modest man. Chazman, Chama, so once it happened that Rabbi Meir was in Avel, in Tzipori for Shabbos, Chazman, one time, Chama Avel, he saw a mourner, B'Shubsa on Shabbos. B'Shubsa, he said Shalom Aleichem to the Avil. Amar Lei. So they said to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta, Ahein, that mas neshavche. This is the guy concerning whom he said so much praise. How can you praise him so much? So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta said to him, Amar Lei Maiske. What'd he do? What business did he do that you're upset at him? So the people of Tzipori said, Amrulay, Chamay Avelia B'Shubsa, he saw an Avel on Shabbos, and Shabbos, he said, Shalom Aleichem to the Avel. What a terrible thing. Amrulun, so Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta said to them, Boy, Atun Meida Ma'u Chele, don't you want to know what his greatness is? Chele, his strength is. Bolo Diachim, he came to teach you Halacha, Shein Avel B'Shabbos. That there's no Avel on Shabbos, that's why you can't say Shalom Aleichem to Avel on Shabbos. Hadadich, see, that's why it says, that is that which it says, Birchas Hashem, the blessing of God, Itashir, grants wealth. Zu Birchas Shabbos. V'lo Yosli Vetsev Imar, there will no longer be sadness with it, Zu Avelus. How do you know that Etsev is Avelus? K'mod Tema, like it says, Netzav HaMelech al-Beno, the king was saddened on his heart, on his son who died. That was by David HaMelech, whose son died. So here we see that our Atzvus has to do with Avelus. So therefore, at Shabbos, there's no Atzvus, there's no Avelus. That's why Paskins, they could say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. Okay? Now, continue with Rabbi Gamliel. Ukshameis Tavi Avdo. When Tavi, the slave of Rabbi Gamliel, died, Kibbalav Tanchumi Misat Shiv on him. He accepted the condolences. Eve Kanani. We're going to speak on that. Amrlo, so they said to him, Loli Maton Rabbeinu, did you teach us Rebbe Shem Mekavit and Chumel Avonim, what does not accept condolences on slaves? Amrlam, he said, Ain't Tavi Avdi Kushar Avonim, Tavi, my slave, is not like other slaves, Kosher Ayah, he's a worthy person, and therefore it's suitable for me to sit Avelus on him. Okay, Chofam and Alf, ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Does that mean there are other free men who are not your relatives? You do such shiva. It sounds like this, that the only problem was that he was an Evan. What if it had been an unrelated free man? Says the Gemara, Kini Masnisa. Yeah, that's what our Mishnah says. Kain he Masnisa. Ain Makalin Tanchumim al Avodim. Who are not Makabel Tanchumim on slaves. But you're allowed to sit Shiva for other free men. And I believe it's brought down that you're even allowed to sit Shiva on a Goy.
Right. It's
got to be
not shiva. It's
condolence. No, but that means you're allowed to sit shiva. You're allowed to sit out, take, keep avelis. Well, as long as you're not mevatel any mitzvahs, there's no chid. I think you're allowed to do so. I believe on a goy you're allowed to. It should not an eved be. So the third thing, the eved is a real Jew. So particularly on avadim, there's this kpeda. So it says tomorrow, Tani, we learned. My session, Shemetzah Shivchaso, Shel Rabbi Lezer. Once the maid turned to Rabbi Lezer died, the Nichnasu Talmid of Lenachmo and his fresh students came in to console him. Falel Kiba, he would not accept consolation. He wouldn't sit Shiva on his Shivcha. Says the Gemara, Nichnas Bibneim Lechotzer. So, they didn't get it. He went in where they were trying to console him, and he left. He went in front of them, before them, into the courtyard. They went after him and said, Rabbi, you want to console you. So he went again. He left. Right? Then he went to the chotzer. They went after him. Lebayis went to his house. He went to his house. They kept on following him. So he said to them, you know, Kidumana, you see, I thought, Shatem Nichve Poshim, that you'll get burnt with lukewarm water. In other words, you'll get the hint. I see, Viatem Nichvin, Afil Brochim, you don't get burnt even with boiling hot water. In other words, you guys are not getting the hint. I'm trying to show you, you don't accept condolences on a Shivcha. So says the Gemara, and this is the continuing, he's explained them, says, don't you know that they said you don't accept consolation on Avadim, Nesha Avadim Ki Behema? Because Avadim are like Behema. In other words, they have no Yichus. And since the people shouldn't make the mistake of thinking they have Yichus, you don't accept condolences on them. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. And this is all Rabbi Lezer speaking. If on other free men you don't accept condolences, koshkein avodim, certainly you don't accept an avodim. No, however, what do you do? Misha meis avdo behemto. Some of you slave or his behema died. Amrulo, you say to him, Hamokim yimalich eshroincho, may God fulfill your loss. And it's true, by the way, anytime somebody suffers a loss, somebody's car gets into an accident, or if somebody's house is stolen, this is the proper condolence. Hamokim yimalich eshroincho, may God fulfill your loss. Okay? Kardomich Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi bar Ada. When Rabbi Chiya bar Ada died, Barach say the Bar Kapara, who was the nephew and the son and sister Bar Kapara, Kibel Reish Lakish Shulave, Reish Lakish accepted the condolences upon him, Davar Abe, because he was his Rebbe. So we see, it seems here that it's limited. It seems like you said before, has to be somebody with whom we have a relationship. Like here, he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Chiya bar Ada, so therefore he accepted the condolences of him. Name Tamid the Bar Nasha Chaviva Lekibre. From this we can say that the student of an individual is precious by him like his son. Or, Reish Lakish went in, Iftar Lave, and he said the following maftir on him, which means a hespet. What hespet did he say? Doiti yorad legano. My beloved went down to his garden. La ruga sabosem. To the fragrant patch. Liros beganim. In order to graze. In order to graze, I guess it means to walk in the gardens. So there seems to be excess verbiage here. Lo tzurcha ela dodi yar lagano. Well, I only need to say that dodi, my beloved, went down to the garden. Liros beganim. What does that have to say besides that he went down to the garden, that he's walking in the gardens? Obviously, he went down the gardens. He's walking in the gardens. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Dodi Zakodish Baruch Hu. My beloved is Hashem. Yor Elgano, he came down to his garden, Zaoilam, that's the world. La Rugasa Bosem to the fragrant patch, Eli Soil. Liras Paganim to go graze in all the other gardens. Elumas Olam. These are the goyim. Lilkot Shoshani. The pasuk goes on. He came now to collect roses. Elu Atzadikim Shemesalkum Biminem. These are the righteous, which he removes from among them. Now, this is a double meaning. He removes the righteous from the Jew, from the gardens of the Goyim, and he removes the righteous from the gardens of the fragrant patches of the Jews. And the Gemara is going to explain that. Says where a mashlu mashal amad davar doyme. So he gave an analogy. What is this like? Lemelech shelo ben, a king who had a son, a very precious son. He was so much more precious for him, more than normal. Ma'asa melech, what did the king do? Not to lo paradis, he planted for him a beautiful orchard. When the son fulfilled the will of the father, the father would go through the entire world, and he would see if he found a nice tree anywhere in the world, he would take it and plant it in his son's orchard. When, however, his son would make him angry, went down to the garden and uprooted and cut down all his trees. So too, when Am Yisrael fulfills the will of God, Mechazer b'kol m'kulu, he goes to the entire world, v'goyah, and he sees Eis et Tzadik v'umasom, a Tzadik among the Goyim, u'mevio, he brings him a Dab Kol Yisrael and plants him in Am Yisrael. In other words, when Am Yisrael is fulfilling the will of God, Hashem b'davka brings Gerim, Gerit Tzedek, righteous Gerim, into the Jewish people. That's like bringing trees from all over the world to plant them in his garden. Such as Kigon Yisro v'Rachav, very righteous Gerim. Uveshoshem Achisin also. But when the Jews anger God, what does he do? He takes away their precious plants. He cuts them down. Hoya Mesale Katzadikim Shebeneyem. He removes the tzadikim from among them. And that's where Reish Lakish said, that's where Rabbi Chiya bar Hadad died, because he was a tzaddik, and therefore he was removed from the midst of Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael was not worthy. Says the Gemara, Dilma, there was a maisa which happened, with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba of Chavrusei, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and his friends. Feast of mine, and some say Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chalafta of Chavrusei, and his friends. Feast of mine, and some say Rabbi Akiva of Chavrusei, Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Have a Yasmin Loi Barais, a fascinating Gemara about to learn. He was sitting and learning Torah, toiling in Torah, Chosod Atena, under a certain fig trees. Vahava Morit Atena, so Karit, and the master of the fig tree would cut down the fig trees, the figs, Veloki Lobachol Yom, and gather the figs every morning. Now, that's fine. Armin, but they said, why is he cutting down the figs? Shema hu chayshtenu. Maybe cuts them down early in the morning before we come to learn, because he's afraid we're going to steal them. Of course we're not, but he's choshed us. Nachlu ves mekomenu. Let's switch our place. So they went somewhere else. Lamacha the next day. Asya, there came the Mora detenu, so the master of the fig tree. And he gabon to them, to the rabbis. Amalone, he said to them, Morai, my masters, avchata mitzvah, the one mitzvah, da avisin nahigin, that you were accustomed to avdin and to do in me with me, mnasumini. In other words, this is one mitzvah which you did with me, which you sat under my fig tree, and now you took it away from me. How can you do this to me? Amrulay, so they said to him, the reason why we left this army, because we said, Dilmar, perhaps, da achshadlon. Maybe you suspected us that we're going to steal your figs, and that's why you cut them down every morning before we came. So Amrin, he said it's a Bitsafra. Although it doesn't, the next day, Asay, he came Modoyason and wanted to show them, why do I cut down the figs early in the morning every day? Why do I do that? Because Zorcha Lavachama, because he left them that day in the tree, and the sun rose between Sarah, and all the figs got full of worms. So by this you show them by example, the reason why I cut down the figs every day is not because I'm afraid you're going to take them, but because I don't want them to get wormy. So Boso Shamru, then the rabbi said, oh, Balatena Yerdei Mosai and also Shaltena, the master of the fig tree knows when the time is to cut the figs, Luko, to gather them, for Yelokta, and that's when he gathers them. Kach, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Yerdei Mosai and also Shal Tzadikim, HaLipol Saikmin Oilom, Hashem knows when the time has come for the Tzadikim to be removed from this world, Vumasalkon, and that's removes. In other words, if a Tzadik dies young, it's not because he wasn't righteous, but because this was the right time, the time had come for him to die. Says one, this is going to be born through in the following case. Kadamich Rabbi Bun Bar Chia. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia died young. We'll see how young in a few minutes. Al Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira came in, Vifte Love, and he could set upon the following aspect. Mesuka Shnas Oive. It says, sweet is the slumber of the worker. So ask Rabbi Zira, Yoshin Inks, you can't just say, whose sleep is sweet? The sleeper. Not this worker. You're not working when you sleep, right? Some people sleep while they work, but more people don't work while they sleep. So why is it says, Mesuka Shnasa Oivet? What does that mean? Says the Gemara furthermore. What also is difficult here? He says also, it says if he ate a little or a lot. So again, the question is, what does eating have to do with sleeping? So answers Rabbi Zira, he's analogous to the following mashal. Lamel shesachar polim harbe is a king who hired a lot of workers. And was a certain worker there. He was doing so much, making so much more than normal with his work. So the king was very happy. What did the king do? Not low, he took him. He was walking with him. Arukos, the tzoras, and the long path, the short path. They had a good time together. We soon say Arab when night came. They gave the same reward of wages as everybody else. So the workers were upset. They said to the king, we worked all day. This guy only worked 2 hours. And you gave him, or the king gave him, his reward, his wages, the full wages, just like was. So the king said to them, your gazelle is stay shows. This guy worked in 2 hours. More than you didn't work. In other words, more than you worked. Call Yom Kulo. So it's in his 2 hours. He was so driven. He accomplished more than you accomplished the entire day. Kach. So too, Yaga Rabbi Bone b'Torah Simish Manashana. In the 28 short years of Rabbi Bone's life, he learned more Torah Mashen Tamid Vasi than an older student can learn. Yachlimo b'Meir Shana in 100 years. So therefore, even though he died young, he gets the same reward as somebody who lived a full life. Accomplished quality, not quantity. That's right. Kadomach Rabbi Simon Bar Zvid. Well, actually, here was quantity too. The marshal says that in 2 hours he did as much as anybody else did the whole day. So his quantity was the same like a 70-year-old man, 100-year-old man. Kadomach Rabbi Simon Bar Zvid. Rabbi Simon Bar Zvid died. Oil Rabbi Leo. Rabbi Leah came in to Iftar Lovey, and he said the following headspit about him. Avadvarim Tashmisha Shalola. There are 4 things which are used in the world. The Kula and all of them, Imavdu, if we lose them, Yeshim Khalifin, we can replace them. What are they? Kiyesh Lakesav Motza, silver has a source. Umakam Azov, gold has a place. Yozuku Barzel Miofel, they will bring up or they will remove iron from the dirt. Makom Lazov Yuzuku. There's a place for gold which is lost. I apologize. Barzo me'ofer yukach. Iron will be taken from the dirt. Ve'evin yitzok nechosha. And from stone they will be able to pour copper. So silver, gold, iron and copper are all replaceable. However, elu imov the yeshem chalifin. These, if they are lost, can be replaced. Avot tamichochem shemeis, but a tamichochem who dies, mi mevi lano chalifaso, who will bring us his exchange? Mi mevi lano tamroso will bring us something in trade for that individual. How do we know that we won't find anybody? Because it says, "Achochma mi'ainti matzei." From where will you find wisdom? Veza mokombino. What is the place of understanding? V'ne'elma mi'neko chai. It's hidden from the eyes of all who live. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said concerning this, "Ma'im achi Yosef." Where by the brothers of Yosef, al shemotzu mitzia, when they found that their gold had been returned, their silver had returned in their knapsacks. Yotza libam, their hearts expired. You'll see if it says by Yotza libam, honor we who we lost something. Shavanus Rabbi Simon Zvarzvin, who lost Rabbi Simon Zvarzvin, alachas kama v'kama. How much more so should we mourn that our loss, as they more than they mourned their find. Kadomach Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, when Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi died, Alavui de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, came. Vifter Lavin, and he said the following has been about him. Sof Dover Hakol Nishma. In the final analysis, everything is heard as Elokim Yirah. So he said, what does it mean here? That Rabbi Levi was the last of a type. How so? Lemayo Levi ben Sisi Doimer. What was Levi ben Sisi like? Lemelech is like a king. Shelo Kerem, he had a vineyard. Vayibo Meach Fani made 100 grapevines in the vineyard. For he also is koshan of shana meach avios yain. And each year he would get 100 barrels of wine from these 100 vines. Omen al-Khamishim. Now he had only 50 vines. But still, Omen al-Boim, now he had only 40 vines. Omen al-Shloshim, now he had only 30 vines. Omen al-Shloshim, now he had only 20 vines. Omen al-Esser, he only had 10 vines. Omen al-Echad, he only had one vine. But as the amount of vines went down, he got the same amount of wine as he used to get from the diminishing vines. He still had 100 barrels of wine. That vine was precious by him like the entire vineyard. So too, Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi was precious before God. My hunch is that he was the last of his generation. Avud Shmuel is from the first generation of the Moroim. Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, if I'm not mistaken, and it's a hunch, but I'm pretty sure about this, was one of the last students of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So what he's saying is, as long as we had turned from that generation, it's as if we had the whole generation. You know, once we had 100, once we had 50, once we had 40, once we had 30, once we had 1, but as if we were getting all 100 barrels of wine from this individual. This individual is gone. That's it. So too, Kach Rabbi Levi Sisi Chavli Vizneh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kichol Adam, he was present before God as if he was everybody. And those who see, like it says, Kizeh, this person, Kol Adam, he's as if he's everybody. Okay, new Maisa Kahana, slightly more upbeat, not much, but slightly more upbeat. Kahana have Ulam. Yes.
Wasn't Reish Lakish had a big argument with Rabbi and then he died? And then
it was Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
And he went mad, right?
Right. Then Rabbi Yochanan went mad. His next generation. Rabbi. I'm sorry, Kahana. Have Ulam Sagin. Kahana was a young man who was very smart. Ulam is young. Sagin is smart. He knew a lot. Katsolik. When he came up there, he made Aliyah. He came from Bava. Katzok Lacha Chamsei Chad Bar Pochin. One wise guy saw him. Bar Pochin here means a wise guy. Now the Yerushalmi is not telling us a lot of background here. What happened was Rav Kahana came up there to Yisrael because in the Chutz Laaretz he had a murder rap. He actually killed somebody, so he fled to Eretz Yisrael. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came and sat in Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, and he sat in the last row. And gradually he asked a lot of kashas and good kashas, and they moved him up till he got all the way to the front row. And Rabbi Yochanan took a look at him, and Rav Kahana had some sort of crooked lip. And Rabbi Yochanan thought that he was mocking him. So Rabbi Yochanan looked at him askance, and he died. And then they told Rabbi Yochanan, no. He had a lip condition. He had a problem with his lip. So Rabbi Yochanan brought him back to life. So then, the guy met him in the street here, this Bar Pach, and he said, hey, Amale, he said, when you were dead, you know, when you had your near-death experience, what did you hear? What did you hear in the heavens? So it was a wisecrack. It was a frivolous question. Rav Kahana answered back. He said, I heard the decree being signed against you that you're going to die. And that's what happened to him. The dot is in the wrong place. That's what happened to Mispagabe, and he got afflicted, and he died. Chamsi Charchor, another one saw him. Armale, I guess the second guy didn't know about the first Misa. Bad move. Armale, Makol is Mishmai, what did you hear in the heavens? You were dead. Armale, no, come on, same thing. Gezar Dine Du Gavra Michtem. I heard you're the decree being signed against you, the Kas Avislan, that's what happened to him. So he says, Omar Mar, Rav Kahana said, Slikis Mizake, I came up to Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvahs, to do schusim. Vana echte, and I'm sinning, I'm killing people. Maslikis, why did I come up here? Lemikle b'nei Arad Yisrael, to kill the Sabris, to kill the residents of Eretz Yisrael. Nazel nechusli mean hain the slikas. Let me go back down away. Nazel, I should go. The nechusli, go back down. Make you redah from coming up. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have come. Asagavi Rabbi Yochanan. So I came from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Leh, so he said to him the following riddle. He said to me, he asked him in an allegory. Bar Nashti mei mevasar leh. You have a person whose mother mocks him. Vita say davua, but his father's wife, his stepmother, Mukrale, gives him honor and esteem. Lehen Yazule, where should he go live? Family counseling question. Should he go live with his mother he doesn't get along with, or his stepmother with whom he gets along with? So he said back to him, Amarle, Yezulein the Mukrale. Should go to the place where they honor him, right? Noch is Lekana mean Hendesolik. At that Kahana, Rav Kahana went left Eretz Yisrael. What he was asking was, Chutz Laaretz is like my stepmother. Eretz Yisrael is like my mother. But in Eretz Yisrael I'm having problems. Should I make a rida? He was willing to take his chance. He took his chances. So says the Gemara, also normally the Rabbi Yochanan, they came back and said Rabbi Yochanan, Hanachis Kahana Bavel, Rav Kahana went down to Bavel. So I said, Rabbi Yochanan got upset. Mal ava mezalei. Well, how could he go? Lord Masi Rishus, he didn't get permission. Armin lay, no, don't you understand? Who mills the dar malach? That riddle told you. Who ava netilas Rishus day? That's where he was asking permission. You didn't understand. You didn't chap what he was asking you. But he was asking permission to go. And you gave him permission to go by giving that advice. So that's what he was asking him. In other words, in this situation where Eretz Yisrael is, I'm getting into trouble in Eretz Yisrael, is it worth leaving? Rav Kahana said, Rav Yochanan said, in this case, you know, it's worth leaving. There are extenuating circumstances. Some people leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Says the Gemara, he wasn't an anti-Zionist necessarily. I know that's what you're asking, right? All right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira, another mitzvah like this. In Eretz Yisrael, people are killing the Babylonians. They came to Eretz Yisrael, started killing people left and right. Rabbi Zira.
But he has a killer.
That's true. But now it's another one. Rabbi Zira got saglach when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Azal Akizdam. He went and he was bloodlet. He let some blood. So you're supposed to eat fatty meat after you let blood. So he went to the butcher and wanted to buy some meat. So he said, how much does this piece of meat cost? So the butcher got annoyed with him because this is not how you're supposed to buy meat. How are you supposed to buy meat? You're supposed to say, here's a dollar, give me as much meat as I can get. So the butcher was annoyed because Rabbi Zeira was trying to bargain. He's saying, you know, how much are you going to charge you for this piece of meat? So he got upset. I'm like, b'chamshi money v'chad kursam. It'll cost you 50 buck, 50 cents, whatever, and one whack. In other words, I get to whack you once if I give you the meat. Amalei, so Reb Zera said, you know what? Savul shisin, take 60 and don't whack me. For lo kibul, the butcher wouldn't accept it. So lo kibul, love, you wouldn't accept it by itself. Savul shivim, take 70. Lo kibul, love, you wouldn't take it. Savul shmoinim, take 80. Savul tzadik, teach it to 90. Ad the matamant, so got to 100. For lo kibul, love, the butcher refused and said 50 and a whack. Amalei, so Reb Zera didn't have a choice. He said, okay, avi kamino goch, do like you're accustomed to. So he gave him the 50, he got the whack, he got the meat, he went home. Berumshah, that evening, Nach is the base father, he came down to the base medrash. The base father means everybody got together. Amar alone, he said, Rabbanon, rabbis, ma bishmina gadacha, what kind of bad minhag do you have here? A person is not allowed to eat a measure of meat at the mochle chad kursam until they whack him. What kind of minhag is this? Amrin lay, so they said to him, Umaudain, what happened? Who did this to you? Amr Lun, so he said to him, Palantapcha, so and so the butcher. Shochun. So they sent after him, Boy my Sise, to bring him, to judge him, to rebuke him for having done this to Rabbi Zira. So Ashkun Aruna the Nafka, when they got there, they found his coffin coming out of the house. In other words, God smote him down for having whacked Rabbi Zira. So Amr Lay. So they said to Rabbi Zira, Rabbi, kol achein. Did you get so mad at him that he died? Amr Lay. So Rabbi Zira said, V'yesi olai, may death come upon me. In other words, he swore, to lo koisi silave. I didn't get upset at him. Now the Rashi says this one word. Misavris, I thought, to minhag achein, that's the minhag here. I thought you guys had this crazy minhag. I didn't get upset at him. So therefore, he says, I'm not responsible for his death. Rabbi Yassa, another cool mice of this sort. Rabbi Yassa got Solik Lacha. Rabbi Yassa, when he came up to Eretz Yisrael, he was also a Babylonian, I guess. Also Sapper, he went and took a haircut. This is not germane to the story. Boy Maschi, then he decided to go swim Ba'adin Demusia Tveria by the hot baths of Tveria. So a certain scoffer met him on his way, and he hit him once in the neck with some sort of weapon. Amar Lay, so he said to him, this late said to him, Akidona, hey, look, I hit you, and your neck swelled, but it still didn't swell enough to fill up your collar. Ad kidon or nakti du gavra, still the necklace of that person is raphia. It's still loose on you. In other words, I hit you, I tried to get your neck to fill your necklace, it doesn't fill it. Says the Gemara, Vavar kunakoi. In the meantime, there was a judge there standing. Doid Recholistim was judging one bandit there. Vazukam le gachi kokivle. Now this late, who had just hit Rabbi Yassa, was going by the bandit, and he saw the bandit being judged by the judge. He started laughing at the bandit. You know, saying, ha ha, you're going to die. Psych on you, right? So he said, so the judge said, was saying to the bandit, Maravoimach, who was your collaborator? Who was together with you? So the bandit decided to get back at this late. Tolaine, he lifted up his eye, Chamadu Gach, he saw this guy laughing, Armlay Ahain, so he said, he was my collaborator. We were coots together. Ahain the Gach, that guy was laughing, who he may have me, he was with me. Nasve. So the Dayan took him, the judge took him, Vidani and judged him, but they didn't just judge in the old days. In the good old days, how'd they judge? Torture. So he tortured him, until the late confessed that he had killed somebody once. Minafkin Tarvayu, as they were both going out, Toin and Tartin Shiren, they both were wearing chains. The bandit and the scoffer, they were both going to be killed. They're being led to be killed because the bandit, because of his banditry, and the scoffer, because he had confessed to a crime which he committed. all this is happening, Manda Avid, Rabbi Yossi Maschor, Rabbi Yossi was still swimming. So as they were going, being led out to be killed, the scoffer said to Rabbi Yossi, who was coming out of the baths, Ha'hun ka'nakta da'ava rafya, that necklace which was loose, kvar shantz, it's already tight. On whose neck now is it tightened? On his own neck. Amalei, so he said, Bishkara du gavra. He said, Rabbi Yossi said, it's not my fault. It's your bad luck. V'loksiv, doesn't it say, V'ato alti slotsu, don't be scoffers, pen yechsu mosrechem, lest the chains upon your neck become tight? In other words, you shouldn't have done it. Rabbi Pinchos, Rabbi Yirmushem, Rabbi Shmuel, by Yitzchok, they said, Koshel on a scoffing is bad. Shetchilasi starts with afflictions, V'sov and Kloyet ends with destruction. Tchilas Yisurin, it begins with affliction, the Yechsiv, it says, V'alto Tisotsu, don't scoff, pen Yechsu Mosrechem, lest your chains become tight. V'sov Kloy, eventually people who scoff are destroyed. The Yechsiv, it says, Kikola, at the end of the, there it says somewhere else, Kikola V'nechritzah, the destruction has been decreed, Shamati, I heard, Me'is Hashem Tzvakos, HaKol Aretz, on the entire land. And we will stop here. Kola is without children?
Yeah.
You might be right. It makes sense. Because otherwise, what's the difference between Kola? Could be. I don't see if anybody says that here, but it's possible.
I thought they would only get a cat of nine tails if a person. You know, in a divorce case, you know what I mean?
No. This is a non-Jewish judge.
What?
This is an Arkonos non-Jewish judge who killed the Lates. Wasn't a Jewish judge.
Oh, it was a non-Jewish judge that did this. For a Jewish, it's only with the